על חורבן בית המקדש. רבי אלעזר הקליר in Kina Chavdalid starts off with what seems like a simple or straightforward kina about being maspid, the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Doesn't talk about the destruction of Am Yisrael. It's talking about the avelut, or the sadness, of each and every part of the Beit HaMikdash, which gets destroyed. The Badim and the Kodesh Kodoshim, and goes through all the different parts, including some of the Kelim and the Kior and the Yam. But we see something different in this Kina. This Kina, when he gets to the third Bayit, which is in the middle, he hints already where he's going. Shnei Mikdashim Asher B'mala U'B'mata. The Shnei Betei Mikdash, which he's talking about, are not the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, but the bayis here and the bayis kenegdo in Shemayim, Beis HaMikdash Shemala. What's unique here is that he's being mitabel, and he goes on in this kina to be mitabel on the Beis HaMikdash of the Malachim. We know from the Nefesh HaChayim that parallel to the Beis HaMikdash, which we enact down here, there's a Beis HaMikdash Shemala. And according to the acts that we have down here, that affects the acts in Shamayim. And the parallel to our singing and the singing of the Kohanim and the Levim, of the singing of the Levim and the Avodah of the Kohanim, there is the parallel going on up in Shamayim with Malachim. And they are singing. And here, as the Kina goes on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the Malachim and the Beit Mikdash Shamala. It says you can stop singing. Am Yisrael downstairs has destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. You are being sent into Golos for the actions of Am Yisrael. And it continues the story as Nebuchadnezzar himself, towards the end of the Kina, sees and takes glee and gaiva as he himself sees not only the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata being destroyed, but he sees the Malachim having to stop to sing. We have here a very intense message. We have a very intense message going on here that while we're used to the Tzad of Emuna in our side, that we believe that our effects, that our actions here affect on a Ruchni level and have destruction on a spiritual level. Rav Elazar HaKalir points out that the Goyim, the Umos, the Oivim, also know that. And that their glee is not just in the fact that we lose our Beis HaMikdash and on a political level. They see our spiritual destruction. They see that when we're Chote, their Iker Simcha is not just the punishment that we have, but the Chilul Hashem, the drop in the Ruchnius. That's what this Kina is about. We're not just sad and being maspid the fact that our beautiful Beis HaMikdash is gone, but the fact that that has also created and has also created a destruction of Ruchnius in Shamayim. And the Malachim themselves have been sent into Galus, and the world itself is suffering. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the Malachim and says, this, your Galus, is the Maisa of Am Yisrael, who is Machis. That is the Hesped, not just on the physical destruction, but on the spiritual destruction which has been caused.